Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is the Fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. I'm sorry about going off on a full tangent yesterday. Like an entire episode of tangent. AI tangent all over the place. Speaking of tangenting, there was something I had intended to mention yesterday. It's a problem here. In the previous episode, I wouldn't say yesterday's episode, but some people listen to all five in a row, which you can do if you're on patreon.com/AdamRichard. You get five episodes on the weekend, all in a row, and you can just pretend that I do like the podcast for 1 hour instead of 10 minutes a day, if that is your choice. Some people, though, listen to it daily on Patreon, and I kind of appreciate that. Like, just every other day I'll get a message through going, hey, this is happening. I'm like, oh, bless you for listening once a day. Like, not so much as it's intended. It's just, you know, just kind of how it turns out. But I had intended to mention, if you are on the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group, you would have seen some lovely photos from the Who Cave that are in a free fan book. I love this about fans. We make things for free. We're like, yeah, just have it. Everyone have it. It's called Evolution of the Toy Dalek. It's a fan production. It's really classy. Like, you just download it as a PDF. But it's really good looking, and it's basically about, you know, how the Dalek toys have evolved over the years. But yeah, they're really sweet. So yeah, Mark's photos of, it's obviously either Mark is smoking a lot or he's got like a little smoke machine. But he's got some very atmospheric Dalek Dolly photos with Davros. And it was a post about, you know, like he was asking, you know, given that the Davros now is no longer in his little Dalek chair, does that mean, you know, what do we do with the old ones? And I'm like, well, the old ones are still there. We're not, you know, it's not, Doctor Who isn't made by George Lucas. They're not getting taped over anytime soon. You know, George Lucas taped over all of the Star Warses and won't let the old ones be around. Like, apparently the original is degrading. The actual print is falling apart because it's from the 70s. And he's just decided that one he made in the 90s is fine. They did upgrade it like in like 2004-05. So they up-resed a few of the more peculiar special effects. But yeah, like, I don't know. I'm not a huge Star Wars nerd. Like, I enjoyed it. I went to see it when I was six. my God, I must have been 6 or 7 when it was in the cinema. It was on the in the cinema for like a year and a half. Like that could happen in the old days. Like there was no home video that it had to immediately be taken out of the cinemas to be shoved onto anything. So it was just like, oh, yeah, we'll just keep showing it. People keep turning up, so we'll just keep showing it. It was a different time. It was over 50 years ago. Well, not quite, but it's nearly the 50th anniversary of Star Wars. Oh my God, I'm such an old woman. anyway, we were watching season 7 as we delved into Matt's missive. I did have a very cute note from Kim on patreon.com/AdamRichard saying, Liam Cunningham, heart eyes emoji, Tobias Menzies. All right, a rewatch is in order. James Norton, Josh O'Connor, like everyone's in it. It's David Warner. It's amazing. And also, I'm finding very strangely, I'm enjoying these episodes so much more now that they're untethered from the ongoing storyline. Because like, there's always like one, like sometimes there's like one line in an episode, or you know, the Doctor will look at something in the TARDIS that's like, you know, how does the Impossible Girl work? And it kind of like, it was that thing at the time where you're like, yeah, give me the ongoing storyline. I need an answer to this, because it's I still don't know why there was a Clara who died in the Asylum of the Daleks, and I don't know why there was a Clara who died in the Snowmen, and now here's another Clara. Also, why does everyone fall in love with Clara all the time? I don't know if that's maybe because I'm a straight person. I'm not a straight person, and I don't understand how this works. Like, I can see she's a very beautiful girl and she's a charming character, but everyone seems to fall in love with her all the time. Like, she's, you know, got some sort of magical power. It's like, she just seems like a fun girl. Like, isn't that enough? Anyway, I have problems. So we watched Cold War, which I thoroughly enjoyed, I've got to say, in a way that I hadn't before, because I was frustrated last time I watched it, you know. But I kind of, it's fine now. Like, it just feels like a, you know, a fun episode of Doctor Who that has nothing to do with ongoing storylines. And it's like, sometimes that's good. Like, that's kind of what I liked about the old series. Like, there were no ongoing storylines apart from, like, you know, it was like 4 episodes of whatever it was, the, you know, the Loch Ness Monster one, the Terror of the Zygons. It's 4 episodes and that continues. But then the next story is like completely unrelated. Other than the Doctor and the Companion, you're like, nah, there's no continuation. And I kind of liked that part of it. Like, I think I enjoyed that more now because I don't have to care about the ongoing storyline about who is the Impossible Girl. Speaking of, the next episode is Hyde, where at the end, the very end of the episode, Hyde, the Doctor does ask Jessica Raine's character, who is a psychic, asks, who is Clara? Now that you've met her, who is she? And she's like, she's just a totally ordinary girl. Like, yeah, that's what I keep saying. And she's pretty and all, and she looks like fun to hang out with, but she seems just like a normal person. Anyway, in Matt's missive, Hyde, Matt says, we're doing haunted houses, complete with all the old cliches of flashy lighting, and spooky, mysterious white figures. Jessica Raine and Dougray Scott pop up doing their absolute best with some really dodgy material. You can just about get through the techno babble and drawn out story. Guess what? It's not a ghost. It's technology gone wrong. Oh, man. But the final scene, which I think is supposed to be deep, emotional and sweet, instead left me laughing myself silly at the ridiculousness and the frankly awful realization of the creature. Oh, well, move along. I love that Matt's kind of giving me instructions on how to just like deal with this. It's like, yeah, let's not talk about Hyde too much. Again, this was an episode that infuriated me at the time, mainly because no one had bothered to find out how the Third Doctor said the name of the planet where the 11th Doctor, gets his blue crystal from, which the 11th Doctor calls it Metebolus 3, And the third doctor called it Metabilis 3. Now, Nathan over in Flight Through Entirety was telling me that they have a theory that the third doctor mispronounces everything. And that it's not actually the 11th doctor who's saying it wrong. That it's the third doctor who's just, you know, making up how things are said. Which is a fun theory. It's like maybe there is a regeneration that has like a kind of idiosyncratic way of speaking. Or the TARDIS is somehow tuned into that doctor's regeneration. It's just like, well, this is how it's going on in his head. So that's how it's going to come out when you hear it. Because that's the other thing. The doctor is probably speaking Time Lordese. Like, the doctor's not speaking in a language we can understand. But because of the TARDIS, we understand what the doctor's saying. So the doctor may have no grasp of English whatsoever. I mean, that would be weird if the doctor had no curiosity about the language at all. I feel like the doctor can speak a whole bunch of languages, and the TARDIS is, you know, I wonder if the TARDIS is amplifying what the doctor knows about different languages as opposed to the doctor getting translated by the TARDIS. It's the TARDIS using the doctor's mind to translate for everyone else. That is a strange theory. But yeah, that was the thing that infuriated me at the time. Like, I know it's slightly off the beam, isn't it? Like, it feels like, I feel like that the kind of thing that one of those YouTubers would do an entire 20-minute video about how the show's ruined now. Stephen Moffat is destroying Doctor Who. All right, we'll have more in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.